This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a ton of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And I want to remember to visit our website, A21R.com, A21R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com for all of your exceptional needs for this new California state. And yes, we're going to witness the collapse of California here shortly. And of course, we're here to help. We're here to serve New California State. So visit that website. We got a ton of things going on. Check out the press releases. We have a second press release that we just released in regards to the California budget situation and the lying and the cheating and the stealing that's been going on by, shockingly, the governor of California. Shocking, shocking. I suspect you might want to watch that one. Anyway, so we'll be diving into that one in a little bit. We're also going to be talking about what is going on. President Trump told Sean Hannity that in his town hall that crime in the Democrat-run cities is worse than Afghanistan. And I did not see the entire Hannity thing. I was actually tired and went to bed. So I can't comment. I'm not going to comment on the entirety of it, but what I did see was excellent, and I was very, very pleased to see him out and about in Wisconsin. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that Wisconsin builds a lot of ships right in the heartland, right? Isn't that amazing about what we can do as a country? I want you to think about that. We can build ships right in the middle of the heartland. It's amazing. Anyway, so we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. We're going to check it out, what's going on with all the rioting going on. At least that's what they say. They didn't get a chance to tear down any more statues in the hinterlands of the mall of Washington. They just didn't get a chance to because the National Guard was brought in and the president took a strong, forceful action. Of course, the one that they wanted, it's just amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. They were going to tear down the Emancipation Memorial, which is beautiful. I've been there and seen it. And, of course, the other one that I've seen, if you go to the Lincoln Memorial, it is absolutely spectacular. I got to tell you, Jefferson, all of them are wonderful. Anyway, so the Founding Fathers, which it's kind of interesting, the language from the Founding Fathers and in the sacred documents of the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution are still reverberating around the world. And, of course, the reverberating in New California, originalist constitutionalist thinking has brought the New California State movement to the brink of forming a new state at this point in time. And it's really exciting to see this thing. But, you know, it's also exciting to see that Steve Bannon has partnered up with Free Chinese, including the Hong Kongers and the Taiwanese, to want to create a free China. I'm serious as a heart attack. And, of course, what they've done is they've lifted and taken, and please do, all of the grievances and the Declaration of Independence from New California State, and they fashioned it into a Declaration of Independence for the New China State Federation. I mean, what a compliment. And of course, we fashioned the words of the Founding Fathers. This is nothing new here. We didn't do anything new in terms of creating words, and we're bringing them back to life. I think that's really what we're doing, is we're bringing those words back to life where they really do have significant meaning, especially in today's tumultuous time frame. I mean, we're at Civil War intensity here. And luckily, we do actually have the media that kind of can assuage a lot of the problems, and people can see for themselves the truth about, you know, what's going on with these rioters, Black Lives Matter. It's a terrorist organization. The sooner we get that one taken care of, they've shown themselves too badly to be a terrorist organization, a Marxist organization with highly trained Marxists behind it all. And, of course, they've teamed up with with other terrorist groups, and actually designated terrorist groups such as Antifa, which is a designated terrorist group now. And, you know, so they're both one and the same. They just changed the names. We're not Antifa because we've been tarred with that already by the president. So now we got to go to Black Lives Matter, which is where they're at right now. So anyway, just to kind of give you a little bit of heads up, the D.C. Emancipation Memorial is still up. It's not down, and they're turning the tide on these things. And, of course, the president basically is saying that he's going to clean up some of the problems. And, of course, one of the biggest problems that he's got right now is handling, are you ready for this, the enormous spike in COVID cases. All of a sudden, they knew that they were telling you there's going to be a spike in cases. Yeah. Why in the heck is this spike happening? Well, how about if we just start importing cases from other countries kind of quietly and on the sly? No one will know any different. What do you think? Right? We can call it a spike. We can fly them in. We can drive them in. Heck, we can herd them up and bring them across that way. We can buy people infected with COVID virus and bring them across the board and put them in our hospitals. And, you know, at our hospitals, we'll get, you know, $36,000 for all these patients, right? They're infected. Yeah. Right. Yeah, how do you like that deal? Just import your COVID-19 virus cases. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a breaking story? That somebody would do such a thing? Well, you know, we got a little clue from one of our citizen journalists about these cases. And she provided video evidence of this. Shockingly, I just hate it when this stuff starts to happen. I really do. And many thanks to a pastor named Tim Thompson, who basically has blown the lid off of this. And I think it's incredible what's happened.
Hey guys, Pastor Tim here with Our Watch, and we've got some updates for you. This is breaking news. This is stuff going on right here in Riverside County, all across the state of California. I have my guest here with me, Megan Hill, who is a registered nurse, and she's been a registered nurse for several years now. And we want to talk to you about what's going on, just like I said, Riverside County, because it's the county I live in. But if you live in the state of California, and even if you live in the nation of America, this is going to affect you. So just yesterday, there was an article in the Press Enterprise came out, said Riverside County coronavirus hospitalizations set a record. 257 cases were added. And it says that these confirmed cases of coronavirus on Wednesday, June 17th, is the number of hospitalizations from the virus set a new record, according to the county public health website. And I'm here to let you know, of course, they're setting new records because I've said this before and I'll just repeat it. We're importing patients, and that's exactly what's going on. And so we've got Megan here to talk about what's going on as a registered nurse working here in Riverside County.
Yes.
What do you think about this sudden climb in numbers, and how is this happening here in the state of California?
We're transporting them. We are transporting them from the Imperial Valley. According to my patients, they are coming over from Mexico because they're not getting treated in Mexico. And they're coming over to this Mexicali, Calexico, Imperial Valley, and El Centro, that whole area. And there's a small hospital in El Centro, and they have become overrun.
Well, when we come back from the break, you'll hear more of this one. Come on, Newsom.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, just a minor little hitch in the giddy up for Gavin Newsom. He thought he's going to be so clever. Because, you know, California really has no COVID virus problem. If you take a look at the numbers, and our numbers of who is in our state, and again, violating our own sovereign boundaries now is what Gavin Newsom is up to. He does not respect, of course, the borders for California. He doesn't respect any border. It's open borders for him. So as a result, what he has turned to do, then, which explains why there's such spiking going on for COVID virus, is that what Gavin's doing is importing patients from Mexico. And the evidence is just overwhelming. I'm going to get into this. Pastor Tim Thomas from Riverside County has put together several videos here, and we're going to play a lot of it so you hear what's going on. And this is there's a nurse that's here, and she has been absolutely exceptional in her presentation. And we're going to get back into it. They are, of course, talking about what is going on with these patients that are being imported from Mexicali. They have an outbreak down there. And it was interesting, just recently, Gavin Newsom traveled down to Imperial Valley. Shocking. Why? To facilitate, obviously, these patients coming across. And apparently what happens, they're coming into Riverside, they're going to different other parts of the state. So it just shows that there's an increase, right, in COVID patients. It's all part of the system. So we're going to start playing this and so you can hear this.
Because I've said this before and I'll just repeat it. We're importing patients and that's exactly what's going on. And so we've got Megan here to talk about what's going on as a registered nurse working here in Riverside County.
Yes.
What do you think about this sudden climb in numbers and how is this happening here in the state of California?
We're transporting them. We are transporting them from the Imperial Valley. According to my patients, they are coming over from Mexico because they're not getting treated in Mexico. And they're coming over to this Mexicali, Calexico, Imperial Valley, and El Centro, that whole area. And there's a small hospital in El Centro, and they have become overrun, according to my patient. And they are flying helicopters every hour. Bam, 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 constantly flying them. And we were the first ones to receive them, as far as I'm aware, Riverside County was. All of our small local hospitals received patients. And according to him, they agree that they will fly you, but they will not fly you back. They will not return them via the life flight that they came on.
So you're working in a COVID unit.
Yes.
And next thing you know, every hour, bam, 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 they're just flying them into you.
Well, not on my shift. I think a lot of it happens on night shift. My patient got there at 2:00 in the morning and I received him that next morning on day shift. So I think a lot of it's happening at night. I haven't received anything during the day, but it's definitely happening. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, they're, you know, from America or they're American citizens. It doesn't matter. You don't move COVID positive patients during a pandemic.
Okay.
That's just not something that should be done.
So they're flying them in. Are these Americans that are coming in?
I don't know. I don't ask. That's not my business. My business is to treat. What I do know is a lot of them are Spanish-speaking only. What I do know is that what my patient said is a lot of them are coming over the border and going to this hospital, and we're flying them from this hospital. So from what I'm seeing, I don't know where they're from. I know that they're Hispanic, Spanish-speaking only. That's what I'm experiencing.
Okay. So they're coming from Mexico, though.
That's, yes, yeah. Yes they are. They're crossing the border into this hospital and they're flying them from this hospital.
Okay. So they're getting life flighted in, and we're talking about cases in Riverside County and whether or not we're seeing a spike, because this is what we're being told, is that there are new records. We're getting a whole bunch more. Is this because we're flying them in? Like, these people that were crossing the border, getting into our healthcare system and coming now, life flight to Riverside County, is that affecting our numbers in Riverside County?
Absolutely. Our county is counting these people as patients, as Riverside County positives, new positives. They are not. They have tested positive already in the county of San Diego. They're flying them over to the county of Riverside. So if you were going to do that, why is Riverside the one taking on the counts, right? I'm pretty sure El Centro is in San Diego County. So why is Riverside County taking those counts? We are, in fact, taking those counts. The COVID deaths are our deaths. The new positives are our positives. And I just want to make clear that they're being life-flighted, but they're stable. These are not critically ill. We have to rush to save these patients. This is a humanitarian effort. How dare you be upset that you're taking these patients? They're walkie-talkies. They are alert-oriented. They're ambulating by themselves. They're on room air most of the time, which means they're not even requiring extra oxygen. So it's not something that is like this emergent. These patients need to be life flighted.
Okay, so then why are we life flighting them?
Well, it's a lot faster than driving. According to my patient, he stated that you fly 2 hours, an hour there, an hour back, and you drive two. So it's either the difference between 2 hours and 4 hours.
Okay.
And they can get them here faster.
Okay, so that's the difference then,
mm-hmm.
is just the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just assuming, and people watching online right now can probably just in their own mind imagine that it costs a whole lot more to fly them here than it would to drive them there.
There's also incentives being given to these life flight agencies to fly COVID positive patients.
Okay.
So they're lining up.
So, and well, yeah, of course, you know, and here's why, if you haven't been following up on what I've been doing, I did put out recently that I have an email from a whole list of CEOs of California Hospital Associations, the Southern California Hospital Association, Central California Hospital Association, Northern Cal Hospital Association, all these CEOs of these major hospital associations are putting the call out that the state wants to put these people across our state and that the state is going to pay for it. And it's funny that people say, well, the state's going to pay for it because who's the state?
We are.
We are.
Yes.
We're the. So I'm going to pay for it. You, if you're watching and you're a citizen of California, you're paying for it. So instead of driving them, we're putting them in a life flight and we're flying them, which I'm being told costs anywhere from $30,000 to $100,000 per patient.
Absolutely.
$30,000 to $100,000 of our money.
Yes.
That should, first of all, should not be spent because these are people that are sick, so they shouldn't be moved anyways,
no,
right?
No, it is unheard of. It is unheard of. You do not move, especially during a pandemic. Can you imagine? They're telling us to stay at home. We're healthy, but they're saying stay at home. But you're going to move a COVID-positive patient during a pandemic? You quarantine the sick, you quarantine the ill, and you keep them home. You keep them located in a central area so that you can stop the spread of COVID or whatever disease is going on. When Ebola was going on, we didn't fly Ebola patients out all over the country.
Okay, so we've got a mechanism to transport and distribute the patients, right? So we get those numbers up. Got to get those numbers up because guess who's going to really pay the piper? And that's the federal government, right? And it makes Trump look really bad.
All right, hey guys, Pastor Tim here with an update for you. A lot of people have been waiting
to
hear some of the sources that I've had in talking about how we are importing patients from Mexico, putting them into our healthcare system here in America, and just wanted to kind of go over some of this with you. I do have an email here, and I wanted to share some details from this email. And this is an email, by the way, that was sent out by the president and CEOs of the California Hospitals Association, the Hospital Association of San Diego and Imperial Counties, the Hospital Association of Southern California, and the Hospital Association of Northern and Central California. So this email came from them, and it talks about some of what the state wants to do. Now, keep in mind that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, made his way down to Imperial County, and after his discussions with them, this email came out. Now, here's what the email says, is that the state is looking to transfer 20 patients a day for the next week, 10 patients a day for 2 weeks following. And so the state's averaging 40 phone calls to place just one of these COVID patients in need. That's at least 400 phone calls daily. Now, I'll give you some background also from this email. It says that there is a severe COVID outbreak in the city of Mexicali, Baja California. So a severe COVID outbreak in Mexico. And it says that this has created a crisis across the border. All hospitals are full and using crisis standards of care, leaving patients without appropriate treatment. So what's going on in Mexico is causing a crisis on our border. And they go on to talk about how these are American citizens or Mexican citizens with permanent U.S. resident status. that's neither here nor there. A lot of people are saying, you're talking about illegals. I've never said anything about illegals. I just said that they are people from Mexico coming into the United States, which is absolutely true. What we're finding out, though, is that many of them are not Mexican citizens with permanent residence or U.S. citizens at all. Many of these people are not here legally. But for the purposes of this email, they're saying that these are American citizens. That's fine. But here's what's happening. They're American citizens or Mexican nationals with permanent U.S. residency, and they're coming into our nation with this severe COVID outbreak. It says that the outbreak and limited resources in Mexicali have resulted in these U.S. citizens and permanent residents coming into the U.S. to seek care here. Now, here's another point of interest from this email, that on Wednesday, the city of Mexicali had 180 deaths, twice the number of deaths on Wednesday in all of California. So what we're having, as we're here trying to protect our families, what we have is a crisis there in another country, and we're allowing them to come into our country, and then the state is then covering the cost. This is what it says, that the state will cover the cost of patient transportation. So we're taking them in, we're transporting them to other places, and let's face it, the people that are sick need help. And as Christians, as Americans, this is what we do. We help people in need. So I want you to know that I have reached out to Samaritan's Purse, and we're trying to see if we can get a hospital set up down there to help the people there. But what we don't want is for those numbers to be coming into our nation, being placed into our counties, bumping up our numbers, and then causing our state to be on lockdown any longer than it already is. We've been on lockdown. It's been incredibly ridiculous. It's a government overreach, and it's stifling the church and causing divisions within the church, and this needs to stop. And the only way it's going to stop is if things like this get brought to light. And so people might get angry at hearing this kind of stuff, but I'll tell you what, Jesus called us to be the salt and the light. And the light reveals the wickedness that's in the darkness. And this is a very dark ploy from our government to try to keep us on lockdown. And he's disgustingly using the Mexican people to do it. I think it's a travesty for the Mexican people. They deserve better than this.
Shocking. We all deserve better than this. You know, this is Adolf Hitler stuff. This is Hitlerian. This is what Hitler would do. You kind of wonder what playbook Gavin Newsom's following, huh? Don't you? You got to really wonder that. But this is Adolf Hitler in action, reincarnate, you know. And, of course, there's something else that goes along with this, and it goes right into the whole notion of the California state budget. And, you know, it's kind of interesting how this whole thing is starting to pan out for everybody. And, you know, just a few minor problems for Gavin Newsom because, you know, yesterday, on the 24th, 2 days ago, we put out a press release. We put out a press release from New California State. And it plays right into what Pastor Tim is saying here. It says here, Yuba City, California. State of California may be illegally funding budget deficits with federal trust accounts. These trust accounts, and I'm going to talk about here, are the trust accounts for COVID-19. This is the money that is designated to the state of California by the federal government for help and aid with businesses and individuals for unemployment reasons. It's a special basket of money and funds that comes from the federal government. And the state is charged with distributing this money to, and they should have been, it should have been distributed a long time ago. It's to the tune of $27 billion. This is what we have discovered, and much thanks to Chris Street and his staff. Of course, Chris Street is the vice president of New California. State of California may be illegally funding budget deficits. Yuba City, California, New California State announced today that the default by the state of California in failing to publish a comprehensive annual financial report may indicate a potential concealing of illegal borrowing of federal grant monies to fund state budget deficits. These people being flown in by helicopter across our border means more money from the federal government and another crisis. We have an outbreak. Listen, diseases don't work this way. I'm telling you. You got to understand how virology works. Despite the nonpartisan legislative analyst's office declaring an $85 billion California general fund budget deficit or shortfall through June 30, 2021, the most recent state controller interim statement of general fund for the month ending in May 30, 2020 claims that California has borrowable resources of over $59 billion to fund state operations. California has suffered approximately a $22 billion in tax collection shortfalls related to the COVID-19 pandemic since February. Yet, the May general fund report inexplicably claims borrowed resources increased by about $2.3 billion during the same time period. That increase may be related to the up to $27 billion in COVID-19 health and financial stimulus money received by the state of California from the U.S. federal government. Given that its financial statements cannot be relied upon due to default, it cannot be determined if the state of California has improperly or illegally been borrowing federal funds intended for immediately provide health and financial stimulus to offset general fund budget deficits. Ladies and gentlemen, that's very illegal for a state to do that. New California State calls on the United States government to immediately take investigative action and adopt other measures to assure that the state of California is not improperly or illegally using federal funds designated for health and financial stimulus as a source of borrowing resources to fund California budget deficits. Now, that was 2 days ago. And yesterday, Gavin Newsom, see if I've even got it. I might be able to play it for you. This is just rich stuff. Let's just face it. It's just rich stuff. Let's see if we can get this one going on here.
We all have bones.
And
we
all have bones and all that stuff. Okay. The saga of this whole thing with Gavin Newsom, right? Let's see if we've got it here. Let's see what we got here. This stint is from KCRA in Sacramento.
We here at Stra.
Well, we got to wait here for the commercial. You know how those things go, but they're coming up real quick.
Here goes around you safe.
We can now skip the ad.
Under a statewide edict, Californians are supposed to wear face masks even outdoors if they can't physically distance themselves from others by at least 6 feet.
As long as we start to see more and more compliance with our mask mandate, then I think we can move forward more safely and work our way through this without having to toggle back.
Governor Newsom doesn't want to pull back on reopening the economy, but warned today that counties that don't comply with their virus containment plans will pay the price.
I just did a budget deal with the California legislature, $2.5 billion. In that budget, $2.5 billion is conditioned on counties meeting their criteria under the emergency declaration related to COVID-19.
With COVID cases on the rise in California, we're learning that many patients who test positive have no idea why.
I'm seeing people coming in who think they've been doing a great job distancing and they are still testing positive. So I do think we really need to be careful. You know, we talk about this sort of new normal and we talk about this all the time in the ER. And I think people at home need to sort of accept a new normal, at least for a while, until we have a good vaccine.
But until that vaccine arrives, health experts tell us that physical distancing and wearing face coverings are the best medicine.
This will end, but it will end because we will be doing things to make it end.
How about stopping the life flights from Mexico? Fauci. So what happened here, to kind of catch up with you, Governor Newsom is now saying that he is not going to give money to counties that are violating the face mask rule. He's going to hold up those COVID-19 funds. But by the way, he's already held them up. Shocking. Shocking. I'm just telling you, it's so shocking. So, New California comes out with an additional press release. And don't you hate it when this happens? Yeah. New press release. Governor Newsom claims right to withhold federal grants to fund California deficits. This is yesterday. Yuba City, California press release from New California State. California Governor Gavin Newsom responded to a New California State press release. That's the one we did 2 days ago. Regarding illegal borrowing of federal grant funds to fund budget deficits by claiming the right to seize federal grant funds from counties not requiring face masks. Now, let's tell this to Riverside County, right, that's getting all these COVID patients, and Imperial and San Diego counties. They're getting it from Mexicali. They're getting these patients from Mexicali. They're being light flighted at $36,000 to $100,000 per pop. Per pop. 40 a day, then now 20 a day into Riverside. So in Riverside, you better be wearing those masks, damn it. I'm not going to give you any money. Because I am the spawn of Satan. My name is Gavin Newsom. That's exactly what he's doing. And all you other counties, you get your act together. Sutter County, Yuba County, Sacramento County, Placer County, Tulare County, Kern County. You better get your act together. And those COVID patients that are being, they're desperate for help. Yes, they are. Well, they seem to be walkie-talkies, as that nurse referred to them. New California State press release issued on June 24th highlighted the state of California intending to fund its $85 billion budget shortfall through June 30th, 2021 by accessing borrowable resources of over $59 billion, including the over $27 billion in federal health and financial stimulus dollars to address the COVID-19 pandemic. Later the same day, Gavin Newsom told reporters the state of California has the sovereign right to indefinitely hold billions of dollars of targeted federal grant monies from counties that are not in full compliance with the new rules and regulations in his recent COVID-19 executive order. Are you guys having a problem with any of this? New California believes that such action is a violation of federal law and, if implemented, would set a dangerous U.S. constitutional precedent that a state governor and legislature can withhold spending federal dollars during a crisis to fund its own budget deficit needs. New California State calls on the United States government to immediately take actions to prevent and protect the public safety by assuring that the state of California is not improperly or illegally using federal funds designated for health and financial stimulus as a source of borrowing to fund California's $85 billion budget deficit. Shocking, don't you think? Don't you find this absolutely fascinating that this is going on? So punch, counterpunch. I mean, I think it's just something that we need to follow up with, don't you? I think it's imperative that we do this. Gavin Newsom telling the counties he's not going to give them money because you're not following my directive. Remember he came out and said, I'm ordering everybody. Now, this is the ruse, guys. This is the ruse.
Threaten anyone, but billions of dollars in state funding is on the line if the counties fail to comply. At the state capitol, Mike Lurie, KCRA 3 News.
Shocking, don't you think? Yeah. Newsom added, if they decide, even though the numbers are going up, we've got this, we're going to dismiss these new rules and regulations. We're going to attach some considerations and consequences to that. There's simply $2.5 billion. There's simply $2.5 billion in that budget that simply will not flow to those counties that do that. Unquote. The monster speaks, right? The monster speaks. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Let's see if we can. Is this the same one? Let's see. We have another little thing going on here. Gavin Newsom.
Not only doing more testing, we're not only training this cohort of tracers and activating our tracing core.
Tracing core.
We are also not only procuring more PPE, but we're distributing an unprecedented amount. We have received over 22 million N95 masks just in the last week or so, tens of millions more, 100 plus million N95 masks will be coming into the state of California over the next couple of weeks. We actually were able to help a neighboring state, Arizona, with over 14 million masks recently. We want to get these masks out. We want to be as supportive as we can be to meet the needs throughout our healthcare delivery system in the state, to meet the needs of those sectors of our economy that are reopening that need personal protective gear. We continue to be very grateful for FEMA for their partnership and their demonstrable leadership in helping us secure this PPE and helping also identify needs for some of our neighboring states. We continue to focus like a laser on the data.
Some of our neighboring states. Does he mean Mexico? Is that what he means? Let's hear this again. Is that what he means for some of our neighboring states?
We continue to focus like a laser on the data and continue always to consider, as is, I'm sure, likely question in a moment, to consider this data in relationship to the stay-at-home order itself. We've given an enormous amount of power, control, and authority to local government. But what we're now looking for is accountability at the local level. I just did a budget deal with the California legislature. $2.5 billion in that budget, $2.5 billion, is conditioned on counties meeting their criteria under the emergency declaration related to COVID-19. And I guess this is a point of emphasis. We talk a lot about enforcement, and we talk a lot about accountability. I believe the legislative leadership certainly concurred that we cannot support bad behavior, but we want to encourage and reward good behavior. And if
you
counties
naughty children
simply are going to flaunt the rules and regulations that they attested to, the information that they put online said, we agree to this criteria. Here's where we agree together to monitor that criteria. We'll provide technical support, technical assistance, do what we can to be helpful and informative. If they decide, well, you know what, even though the numbers are going up, we're done. We got this, and we're just going to, we're going to dismiss these new rules and regulations. We're going to attach some considerations and consequences to that. There's $2.5 billion in this budget that simply will not flow to those counties that do that. Now, here's the good news. I don't expect that to happen. The vast majority, the overwhelming majority of county elected officials, health officials.
Well, you just heard that. You just heard that. There it was. And, of course, it's interesting, the little drama that's gone on along with it. This is the spinoff from this now. Yolo County considers mask crackdown on businesses. Mask crackdown. Potential fines or shutdowns for companies that don't comply with mask order. Okay, that's because, you know, it's spiraling out of control, this COVID virus, right? Yeah, it's just spiraling out of control. Shocking, shocking. Shocking.
Face masks have been required here in Yolo County since April 24th, and most businesses, like this Nugget Market in Davis, are in full compliance.
Precautions need to be adhered to, and face mask is, in my opinion, a minor inconvenience to having the economy open.
But not everyone is following the rules so rigorously. And with COVID cases on the rise, Yolo County is talking about beefing up.
COVID virus cases are on the rise. I wonder why. Have you seen the helicopters flying around? They're not black.
Or it could even be a fine, or it could maybe be, in some extreme cases, closing down a business if they're not complying with...
Jenny Tan, Yolo County Public Information Officer. Here you go.
State and local orders.
Yolo County has a total of 386 confirmed cases of coronavirus, one-third of them coming in the last 2 weeks.
Shocking! One-third coming in the last 2 weeks. I wonder if those helicopters have anything to do with it. Or maybe they're being transported other ways, right? This is now a new invasion. And by the way, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution states clearly this. One, that there's three elements. That the federal government must provide for a republican form of government, which California does not have. We have a dictatorship, obviously. There is no three branches of government. There's only two now. The legislative branch is gone out of California. See, this is what happens to get a dictatorship. They've done this over time when we explained it. So the dictatorship includes the governor and the courts, right? So that's all gone. So they can do anything they want to do, and they're doing it. And so they've got to keep it going, though. They got to keep that cash flow going. They got to continue the crisis. They're not doing the fires anymore because Trump told them we're not going to be paying out on your fires, you know, your disaster capitalism. But this is another form of disaster capitalism. They're just importing everybody, and they're raising those numbers. And you heard, most of those coming in the last week, over a third. Here we go.
Firm cases of coronavirus, one third of them coming in the last 2 weeks.
Shocking.
And many residents here are supportive of stricter enforcement.
Yeah. I'm actually for that. I've been very happy with Nugget because they've been very diligent in following the guidelines. And that's why I keep coming here. And when I see a company not doing that, I tend not to go back.
And over at the Burger Saloon in Woodland, safety protocols are also in effect.
I know we're allowed to open our dining room, but we still haven't. We're continuing with this curbside model that we've been
keeping it up. All you need to do is have those imports from Mexico, buddy. Sorry, James Lombardi.
We opened up some patio and some outside seating for people to sit down and have somewhere to eat that's not in their car.
Shocking.
Owner James Lombardi says that model works for his restaurant, but he doesn't want to judge what other businesses might be doing. Stricter enforcement is for now just a discussion point in Yolo County, but officials here say they could take action in the next 2 weeks if those COVID numbers don't improve.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they're going to improve with everybody flying them in? Yeah, this is what's going on in California, and it's going on in Texas, I suspect. Any place where there's a rapid spike, it's probably because they're being imported from foreign countries. So, as I was saying, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says that there must be a guarantee for a republican form of government. But the second part of that is we must be free from invasion. Oh. What they're doing is they are invading us again. That's exactly what this is. It's a second round of invasion, but you know they're using bioweapons on us, the COVID-19, and they're importing people from other countries that have disease. You know, Trump did the right thing by shutting down the border with China to stop the COVID virus, and it really helped the West Coast out the most, the fewest number of cases. And of course, listen, this is not the way diseases do this. Diseases do not come back like this. This is an artificial uptick in the spiking of disease. And it's being facilitated by a madman. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, they didn't disperse all of their COVID positive patients. You send people there. You send nurses there. You send Navy corpsmen there. You send help there. You don't disperse COVID positive patients during a pandemic. You don't transport them anywhere. You keep them located so that you know who they, you know, are in contact with and who you need to watch for. And you want to keep it as isolated as possible. It was shocking when I heard this was happening. It's like, why? I don't care where they come from. First of all, let me make that clear. You could be coming from Kentucky. You should stay in Kentucky. Wherever you're sick from, you stay there. You don't move COVID positive patients, especially during a pandemic.
Right. Well, the question then is, well, how do they get care? I mean, so if you're just now tuning in line, we're talking right now with Megan Hill. She's a registered nurse. She's very well aware of the fact that our state is using these patients as pawn in a big political game. This is just disgusting. And so just trying to catch you up if you're just now tuning in. Now, one of the things that we have to be aware of is with them transporting these patients, that what they're saying is that the hospitals there are overwhelmed. And I understand that. Of course, totally. If they're overwhelmed, people need care.
Absolutely.
I've reached out to Samaritan's Purse to try to get some help there at the border, try to get people there and get them the help they need because they need help.
But you keep them there.
You keep them there.
You keep them there.
And that's...
So what we're doing is we're getting imported Mexican citizens into California and other states. And it's causing the COVID-19 virus rate to spike out of control. And some of these patients are being transported by air, which is costing as much as, are you ready for this, $100,000 per flight. And the California taxpayer is supposed to pay for it. Well, Newsom has another option. He's going to make the federal government pay for it. Yeah. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.